It's now 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition here on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. I'm in the studio now with NHPR's Josh Rogers. He joins us for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Rick.
So, Josh, you're heading off to the convention, the Republican National Convention kicking off today. You'll be there shortly to cover the New Hampshire delegation, all 23 of them.
Well, maybe not every single one of them, but as a group, absolutely.
Okay, so I mentioned that number because, well, 23 Republicans from New Hampshire are headed to Ohio. Some of the top members of the party, they're steering clear.
That's true this year. U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte tops that list. She's going to be in Claremont, by the way, today, talking about drug abuse. Frank Ginta, who's the state's second highest elected Republican, is also skipping the convention. None of the candidates running for governor plan to be there, nor will any Republican seeking a major office from New Hampshire. And I think the same could be said about a bunch of Republicans across the country.
Yeah, it's a little unusual. I mean, is this all due to the fact that Donald Trump is the nominee?
Well, if you ask Republicans who are running for something this fall, like Kelly Ayotte or Frank Ginta, you'll get a variant on the argument that they're focused on New Hampshire and the voters here. And that may be true and it may be prudent. But if a different sort of Republican were topping the ticket, I think it's fair to say they might be saying something a bit different. And, you know, they're far from alone in not heading to Cleveland. Mitt Romney and John McCain, the Republican Party's last two presidential nominees, won't be there, nor will the party's last two presidents, George W. and George H.W. Bush. That's not all surprising, perhaps, given the things that Donald Trump has said about Romney, McCain, and the Bush family, but certainly without any precedent that I could find.
Yeah. And not to mean that plenty of the New Hampshire delegates are not sold on Trump.
True. The majority are, though, because by dint of Trump's big primary win here, it was 20 points. The bulk of New Hampshire's delegates are Trump loyalists, yet some of the delegates won by other candidates are definitely more than leery about Trump as their nominee. Some, like former U.S. Senator Gordon Humphrey, who's a Kasich delegate, has been working to persuade other delegates to drop Trump, who he's called a sociopath. Others, like former House Speaker Bill O'Brien, who backed Ted Cruz, has continued to describe Donald Trump as conning voters. He did that most recently in yesterday's Concord Monitor. But Donald Trump certainly has his staunch New Hampshire backers. The delegation's official leader is, of course, Corey Lewandowski, who lives in Windham. He managed Trump's campaign during the primary, got fired, now works as a political analyst for CNN, while still collecting severance pay from Trump, by the way. But there are plenty of others who are really steadfast in their dedication to Trump.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story. But besides formalizing Donald Trump's nomination this week, the convention will make official the platform and of course, start looking toward 2020.
Well, absolutely. And looking towards 2020 in more ways than one, delegates will be voting on rules that will keep the current early states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina in their leadoff voting spots. There has been interest, including from the very top of the party nationally, to end what's known as the early state carve-out. And that threat, based on RNC votes last week, is over for now. So barring the unlikely one outcome from Cleveland, looks fairly certain in that is that New Hampshire will be on track for now to keep its leadoff spot. And those eyeing runs 4 years from now appear to know that.
What do you mean?
Well, the New Hampshire delegation is going to be visited by people who could be running for president in 4 or 8 years from now. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Joni Ernst of Iowa are both seen as comers in the GOP. They're going to be breakfasting with the New Hampshire delegation. Scott Walker, who obviously ran this year and remains governor of Wisconsin, is also going to be paying his respects. So too will Ohio Governor John Kasich, who, of course, came in a distant second to Donald Trump here back in February. Kasich's schedule this week is particularly odd and perhaps emblematic of the strange nature of this convention. He's the governor of the host state who isn't going to attend the convention, but will be hobnobbing with delegates outside the convention itself. That may be one reason why the Ohio contingent's spot on the convention floor isn't the greatest. New Hampshire's, for what it's worth, is seen as a pretty good one close to the stage.
Still deference to the Granite State.
I guess so.
Right. Thanks, Josh. We'll be talking to you more from Cleveland beginning tomorrow morning.
You will.
All right. Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He'll be reporting again from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland all this week and right here on Morning Edition for updates. You can follow Josh, by the way, anytime on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.